In his introduction to his talk at the carol service on the 22nd, can I just check how many of you are here for the carol service on the 22nd? Good, good, good. Right, you might remember that Paul asked the children as they gathered here to guess what was in the wrapped parcels. Do you remember? He was encouraging them to have a little squeeze and a little feel. What do you think might be in there? Some of them guessed correctly. I remember a shoe was one of them. I can remember as a child that excited awakening on Christmas morning and leaning round to the edge of the mattress to find my Christmas stocking safety pinned there. Because it was too dark and too early to open anything, feeling the contents and trying to imagine what delights might lie within. Definitely a walnut, definitely a small orange, if you're old enough to remember those. And even now, there's that moment when one thinks, oh yes, perfume. Ooh, oh, it's a book, or perhaps it's a jumper. We have an idea, but only an inkling, and don't know exactly what's been given until the packaging is removed and the gift is revealed. Today we celebrate Epiphany. Epiphany means to reveal, to show. And the gospel account we have heard this morning is about just that, revelation. Other gospel stories appointed for the season of Epiphany are Jesus' baptism, at which a voice from heaven was heard, "You are my own dear son, I am pleased with you." And John the Baptist's testimony that Jesus is both the Lamb of God and Son of God. Also, Philip and Nathanael choosing to follow this man from Nazareth. "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Nathanael asks. And Jesus changing water into wine. "My hour has not yet come," Jesus tells his mother. And the presentation of Christ in the temple, when both Simeon and Anna see something of God in the Christ child. But none of these stories give us a clear indication which points to Christ's purpose. None of them are specific regarding his sacrifice and victory and his living presence with us by the power of his Holy Spirit. That is for those with ears to hear and eyes to see. The wrappings, if you like, are not completely removed. So, this morning, we heard Matthew's account of men coming from the east to find the baby born to be king of the Jews. The fact that they were looking for a king sent them off track to Jerusalem, to Herod. Well, no one would expect to find a baby born to be a king in a stable, would they? But at journey's end, having got back on track, they find Jesus. And just like our Christmas stockings and gifts have their secrets revealed as we peel away the layers of wrapping, so the visitors from the east made their discovery as they persevered in their journeying. Their focus on finding Jesus was quite astonishing. After that long trek across the desert, a misturn into Jerusalem, they eventually reach Bethlehem and locate the house where the Holy Family were. According to St. Matthew, they went in without preamble and they knelt down and worshipped him. There was no chat, no cup of tea. They knelt and worshipped and then offered gifts. I wonder, have you ever considered quite what it was that drove these men to cross deserts into unknown foreign territory in order to search for a child? Yes, we know a star appeared, and they interpreted it as meaning a baby had been born who would be king of the Jews. But they weren't Jewish. They lived miles and miles away in a different land. Why bother? Yet they were compelled to make the trip. And I guess what they might have said when they got home was, we went without any real idea of what to expect, and boy, did we get a surprise. But of course, it wasn't the full surprise, for God's gift wasn't fully revealed. Those men would never know what the child would achieve. They would never have an opportunity to grasp the gospel truth that God became man and dwelt among us. The story of the men from the East today lies alongside a passage from Paul's letter to the new Christians in Ephesus. Paul is telling his readers that he, Paul, has been let in on an extraordinary secret. The secret is that God is bringing not only the Jews, but also Gentiles, that's you and me, into fellowship, into relationship with himself. And Paul sees his mission to bring this good news to everyone. This good news, the gospel, tells how God has accomplished this new relationship through Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the world's true Lord. For Gentiles, the non-Jews, this is amazing news. The privileges are great. All that God wants to share with his people will now be shared across this extended family. The Gentiles, writes Paul, have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Paul is the one chosen by God to pioneer this revelation, this previously held mystery, this secret plan. And God's own energy, his power and his grace is now being offered to Paul to help bring this about. As the new Christians in Ephesus read this letter, as we read this letter, we understand that Paul wants everyone to share the vision and join in the work. The final layers of wrapping have been completely removed to reveal the truth. The men from the East probably returned in a buoyant mood. They had achieved what they set out to do, and they knew they had been guided on the way and given guidance for their return journey. But imagine if the full revelation of Emmanuel, God with us, had been evident. They would have been overwhelmed. Today, the story of the visitors from the East gives us an opportunity to reflect on our place within the story of Emmanuel, God with us. For perhaps we're metaphorically standing outside the door and looking in on the Christ child, not quite sure about who he is. Or maybe we've crossed the threshold and are soaking in the atmosphere and conversations and excitedly trying to make sense of it all. But perhaps we're on our knees, gazing in adoration at Christ, the light of the world, fully revealed, fully known. As Easter people, that's where we are, or want to be, gazing in adoration at Christ Jesus, the greatest gift of all. Yet, is it fair to say we sometimes remain underwhelmed, restrained even? God is with us, but let's not make a song and dance about it. But we should be singing and dancing if we have discovered for ourselves the truth of God's divinity presented to us as a babe. Then a response is asked of us, perhaps even demanded of us. Whatever stage we're at on our journey towards greater understanding of God's love, there's always more personal searching to be undertaken. And within that, to recognize that we journey as companions, and so have a corporate responsibility to encourage and support each other. We shouldn't be complacent. The search only concludes when we see God face to face. So how can we, together, continue our search for greater knowledge, understanding, and revelation? Perhaps one way to focus on pushing aside anything that gets in the way of worship is to really home in on who Christ is for us. When we come to really focus, really concentrate. Sometimes we can become distracted when we come into God's presence, that we lose something absolutely vital and we don't expect to bump into the living God. I know I do sometimes. I get distracted by what's going on. I know I wish it were not so, but it's sometimes really difficult to concentrate and focus. But I have to say, coming here to worship with you has been a joy. To not be responsible for anything has meant I've been able to sit quietly and bathe in the presence of the living Christ. So, sometimes we need to strip away the surplus, pare down the unessential, so we can draw closer to Christ. Another response could be to share more freely with others the joy we receive from our own epiphanies whilst making this Christian journey together. That as a Christian family, we learn to concentrate more intently on Christ Jesus, to look at him and know deep in our hearts that he looks back at us with unconditional love and forgiveness. And it is within that experience that the greatest, most glorious gift lies, waiting to be discovered afresh and wholeheartedly worshipped and adored. The gift that God in Christ has been born in us. Christ the vulnerable, who knows our humanity, whose path led to death on a cross, he has offered the gift of life in all its fullness to you and to me. And thirdly, we, like the visitors from the East, offer our own gift, our worship, thanks and praise, our tolerance, understanding and compassion, our time, service and enthusiasm, our desire to grow in grace and knowledge of God's love as shown in the Christ child, so that God's kingdom continues to break into our lives here and now and naturally spill over into the lives of others. From next Sunday, Paul will be exploring the theme of spirituality in dark times. Today, if we had seen a sunrise, we would know that it was at 7:59. If the sun comes out later, which I doubt, the sun is due to set at 16:02. So 7:59, 16:02. Next Sunday, sunrise is at 7:56 and sunset at 16:11. That's 3 minutes earlier in the morning and 9 minutes later in the afternoon. That's another 12 minutes by next Sunday. By the end of January, sunrise is, hooray, at 7:34 and sunset at 16:43. That's a whole hour's difference. That's something to look forward to. The lighter, longer days are making their steady progress, thank goodness. But often our hearts and minds are shrouded in darkness. So just before we leave our Epiphany theme, I offer a final thought. In his coming amongst us, Christ, the light of the world, has flung us a safety rope. And our personal Epiphany experiences enable us to grasp that rope of safety and hope and clamber out of darkness into his marvelous light, into the wonderful radiance of God's glory, just as those travelers from the east found themselves drawn by the light of a star into the presence of the Christ child. So as the sunrise becomes earlier and the sunset becomes later, adding minutes of light to each day, let's try and add the true light, the indwelling light, to our days and to our nights, and rejoice that Christ has been revealed to us, that we have been called by God, who knows us by name, and that the good news brings life and hope. Amen.